Let me welcome you to our series of audio segments from AskNoah.org. We're breaking new ground for our Gentile listening audience to overcome the barriers that many of you think are making it difficult to explore the Hebrew Bible and understand what is in it for you. This is not a new fad. Through history, mankind has been trying to connect with the One Above. Thousands of theologies, rites, and rituals have been established in different cultures to approach the goal of connecting with spirituality. However, we can ask when and how did this begin? We can easily see some similarities that exist between the world's major religions, and also many that are not so widely known. So it only makes sense that there was one beginning. Nearly everyone is familiar with the biblical story of Noah and his ark. The immorality of the generations up to the time of Noah grew so horrible that God wanted to make a fresh start. The prophet Noah and his family were righteous, so they were chosen to become the source of the new family of mankind. What most people are not aware of, though, is that God gave Noah and his family 7 commandments after they were saved from the flood, and that God and Noah established a covenant. God agreed to never destroy the world again. Noah agreed that he and his descendants would accept this set of 7 moral commandments, which we call the Noahide laws, and the rainbow with 7 colors was appointed as a symbol and reminder of this covenant. Because this covenant is eternal, so are the 7 Noahide laws. These include rejecting idolatry, blasphemy, murder, forbidden sexual relations, stealing, and eating meat taken from a living animal, which is the initial basis for all our concepts of avoiding cruelty to animals. The last commandment is to establish righteous and God-fearing courts of justice to uphold these laws. Since Noah became the new father of all mankind, all people are responsible for upholding these commandments. By following them, people not only promote their own spiritual development and secure their connection with God, but they also contribute to the perfection of the world. And this can take place one good deed and one act of kindness at a time. If you want to learn more about this, I encourage you to visit our website, www.asknoah.org. We have a question and answer service, Chassidic insights, online books, thought-provoking essays, and galleries of submitted artwork. You will also find online classes of our United Noahide Academy. You can do in-depth learning about the Noahide commandments, discover the foundations of Torah and the principles of Torah faith, and marvel at Chassidic insight.